What's up, levelers? Welcome back to another episode of High Level Chronicles. I'm your host, Chris, and as always, alongside me, my co-host, Brian. What's up, bro?
What's going on?
Oh, you know, trying to get by in this thing called life, right?
Oh, yeah. Just riding the wave.
Yeah. So, before we blaze into today's topic, as always, let's kick things off with our Leveled Up segment. Levelers, hit us up on social media at HLC Podcast 420. Let us know what strains, products, games, shows, whatever it is you've been leveling up on this week. Henry underscore 48 says, I just re-upped on some Sour Diesel to give that another go while playing Elder Ring. And Michael H says, I've been indulging in some Z Skittles myself while grinding away at the Boys. I'm assuming he's watching the Boys. The show is wild. That's what he said.
It is a good show.
I like it. The new season's coming out. It's going to have Jeffrey Dean Morgan in it. And I like Jeffrey Dean Morgan. So, have you watched all the seasons of that?
Oh yeah.
So far,
yeah.
Dude, what did you think of that? What was that one with the fucking penis? Came out, you know what I mean? Like, I thought I'd seen everything I had to see in TV and movies and stuff until I saw that. I've heard, have you watched Gen V? Isn't that the spinoff series?
I'm not sure. No, I haven't watched that.
There's a spinoff series called Gen V. I think it's on Prime 2 that's like the academy or something that they go to when they're younger, and it's like a spinoff, but they say it's worse than that episode in that they thought it would be forbidden. I just saw this the other day. It's funny.
Check that out.
Yeah. They thought it would be forbidden, but they kept it in and shot it. But Boys is good. I like it. The new ones should be coming out soon. I think the new season should be coming out soon. My wife just started watching it. So she's only on like the first season, and she's only watching it now because Jeffrey Dean Morgan's in the new season. So whatever.
All right.
As for me, I'm actually leveling up on some E85. I think I was smoking that a few weeks ago, but I've had it for a while. It's just my go-to for like a balanced hybrid, and still grinding out Overwatch and COD. Overwatch. I finally yesterday unlocked competitive play.
Hey, there you go.
So I got the 50 wins, and I'm like, wait. I still ain't got it unlocked. Well, you have to get 51. It's not 50. It's 51. You have to get over 50 wins.
Gotcha.
So now I'm starting to remember it more because for whatever reason, when you get into competitive mode, it opens up more maps and stuff. Yeah. And so I'm remembering all these. I'm like, oh, I remember this. And this one was fun. You know, starting to remember a little bit. My buddy, I think I saw him get on last night on something, not on Overwatch, but I saw he was on Steam. You know, you see your friends list in Steam or something. Yeah. And he had said something. And I sent him an invite to Overwatch because it said he was online and not on a game. And he said, dude, I ain't played that in forever. He's like, I don't even think I still have it installed. But he was installing it again to try to get back, you know, maybe play it again. So,
yeah, I have it. It's still in my library. I haven't reinstalled it yet, though, either.
What about you, man? What have you been leveling up on?
We got some peyote cookies for some concentrates this week. And what else did I get?
That indica?
Hybrid. Indica leanin. What else did we get over here? Some orange zittles. Some flour. Some grassroots.
Grassroots.
Grinding out some cod, of course, too. Ready for this new season drop now.
New season's what? Drops next week?
Drops on the 3rd. So like 3 days.
Wait, so the day this episode airs is the day it drops. This episode will drop on Wednesday. So
I'm so hyped for it. I'm so ready.
I haven't played Rebirth Island in a while, but I mean, it's been a while. So
I think I'm going to grind ranked this season too.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a shot.
Well, why don't we spark up this week's topic?
Let's do it.
High cinematics. From stoner comedies, cult classics, to serious dramas tackling the war on drugs, cannabis has been depicted in many ways across the cinematic spectrum, right? Influence of weed on movies runs a lot deeper than people realize, from counterculture movements back in the 60s, like we talked about with last week with psilocybin and LSD and stuff, to the stoner comedies of today, cannabis has played a major role in shaping cinema's depiction of certain eras, ideas, and characters. It's been interesting to see how films have portrayed weed culture over the decades as the views have shifted. Think of, you know, some of the quintessential stoner flicks, right, that you're going to love. And I'm sure everybody can already see Cheech and Chong's Cloud of Smoke. Mm-hmm.
Cheech and Chong.
But you can't have this conversation without mentioning things like Half-Baked,
Dazed and Confused,
Pineapple Express, and
How High? I think
one of my favorites, Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday's like my favorite. I really wish Chris Tucker would have wanted to continue making them. So, you know, you had Chris Tucker, you had Dave Chappelle, Seth Rogen, Ice Cube. I mean, these are the characters and actors that make getting baked as fuck on the couch so iconic, right? There's, I mean, these are comedic takes that take cannabis culture to its core. Just a bunch of dudes with the munchies trying to chase that next high to get their supply, right?
Yes, I mean, sir.
Just pure entertainment for the stoner crowd. What's your go-to?
My go-to, and probably honestly one of my top five favorite movies of all time, is Grandma's Boy.
Really?
Yes. I have an obsession with that movie. I don't know what it is, but I fucking love it.
So, I want to be honest here. I know I've seen it, but remind me of Grandma's Boy. It's not clicking in my head right at the second.
The old dude, he's a video game tester. And they like lose their apartment, and then he has like all these crazy antics that go on, and while he's trying to help complete this video game, and it's fucking hilarious.
Who stars in it? Who's the main?
Ooh, Alan Covert, maybe. Not even sure.
Look it up real quick. Grandma's Boy. That was 2006.
Yeah, Alan Covert is the main character in it. Nick Swartzen's in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Jonah Hill.
Yeah. Doris Roberts. Rest in peace. Man, she was...
Indeed.
She, National Lampoon. I mean,
yep.
She's been in some good stuff. Grandma's Boy was 2006. I don't remember. Am I thinking of somebody else, or was she in the TV series? Oh, what was it? With the big dude. King of Queens. Was she in King of Queens?
I think so.
I think she was. I think I remember. So when he and his roommate can't pay their rent, video game creator Alex finds himself homeless and moves in with Lily, his wacky grandmother.
Yeah.
Just Doris. Yeah, I remember it. You watch it live. I think I've only seen it maybe once, maybe twice.
Dude, I probably watch that maybe at least once every 2 weeks. I'm not even going to lie.
I'll be honest, when you first started telling me about it, I was thinking of something else. I mean, I know what it is now, but I was thinking there's another video game movie and they get high in it, I'm pretty sure. And it's about, but it's like, I think somebody's trying to steal his, they're trying to steal his idea for his own game. I can't remember what it's called.
That's part of this. Well, that's part of the plot for this movie, too.
Is it? Maybe it is this. Maybe that's what I was thinking. Maybe it's just.
That's how it ends. Or towards the ending.
Okay. That's probably it then. Yeah, that's just. It's all just, you know, coming together.
It's another good one. Super Troopers. You guys ever watched them?
Super Troopers is great. That's a classic for sure. Okay. I love Super Troopers. That's a.
Glittering End.
There's also. But besides that, there's been. Been a fair share of more dramatic, serious films that tackle cannabis from like different cultural or political angles too. Like, I mean, go back into like the 1930s. I remember hearing about the marijuana affair.
What's the movie called?
Even Dwarf started small from the 70s that depicted the societal, you know, perception and criminalization of weed. Reefer Madness.
1930 something.
Did you ever watch Kids? Do you remember Kids?
I don't think I have.
Really? Oh, man. That was like a... Your classic... It was like 95, 96, I think. Maybe. And like... It was just about this... guy that was trying to sleep around and, you know, smoke weed. And it was really... They smoked pot all the time. And it was them hanging out. But he was just trying to, like, fuck as many girls as he could. But he was HIV positive and didn't tell him. And it's like this whole thing of, like, you know, what goes on. And it's, I think it takes place in New York, of course, back then, you know, in the 90s. I think everything was taking place in New York. But, yeah, it was pretty... pretty decent flick. And Pineapple Express even talked about, I mean, if you think about it, the complexities of like drug trade and gang violence.
Oh, yeah. You want to know a little fun fact about Pineapple Express?
What's that?
James Franco's character in there was inspired. His character was inspired by Brad Pitt's character in True Romance.
Really?
Which was one of Brad Pitt's. It was also a stoner flick.
Never knew that.
Fun little facts.
I mean, whether it's portrayed as a vice or medical relief or just good vibes, I mean, it spanned a full spectrum of experiences with, you know, about cannabis and even major Hollywood blockbusters like Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, yeah.
The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski.
You know, those movies offered a more nuanced look, you know, into the drug culture. And did you ever think, not to mention even Harry Potter?
Oh, yeah.
Worked in weed nods here and there. And here's something to think about for any of the Harry Potter freaks out there. Gryffindor, right, included Griffin in the name, which was a symbol for the guardianship of the divine. Slytherin sounds an awful lot like what? Slithering? So making it hard to think of anything other than Voldemort's snake. What was that snake's name? Nagini? Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Ravenclaw, I mean, like the raven itself is known for intelligence, right? The smarts. Meanwhile, you have Hufflepuff. That's either a reference to smoking or laughing. Now, either one fits the theory, though, because think about it. Hufflepuff House is known for being, what, patient, good-natured, right? They're also located right next to the fucking kitchens.
True.
The head of the house teaches what? Herbology.
Yep, botany. Yep.
The back of Helga Hufflepuff's chocolate frog box notes that she's famous for her food-related charms, munchies.
Okay.
Right? And instead of going on to observe dragons or fight dark wizards, Hufflepuff's Hengist of Woodcraft founded Hogsmeade, a tavern that serves butterbeer, and hosted the first ever, what, magical water plants festival? Sure sounds like a stoner house to me.
I would have to agree.
So, I mean,
I did not know some of that, actually. It's pretty
fun
cool.
Facts. And levelers, if you have any facts from movies or anything, let us know. At HLC Podcast 420. Interesting facts. Not so much of a high movie, but what do you think? I want to know your thoughts, man, on cinema. Do you like remakes? It's a loaded question, I know.
Yeah,
right?
It's going to be really a loaded hard. Question. I mean, there's been some really good remakes out there, and there's been some really, really bad ones, so it's kind of hard to... I guess it's kind of...
So let me ask you this. Are you a fan of The Crow?
Yes.
The original, Brandon Lee.
The original.
What do you think of the new one?
I have not watched the new one, but I did watch.
Well, it's not out yet, but I'm saying. Okay. What do you think? What is your thoughts on the remaking The Crow?
Honestly, I didn't even know they were making it. I'm going to have to. Who's playing the main character?
Bill Skarsgård. And I'm going to say this. And this is what I told my wife. I'll tell you, and levelers, I'll tell you all the same day. Everybody can hear my thoughts. When I first heard they were remaking it, I was like, oh, hell no. You cannot remake The Crow. And I had reason behind it because not just because it's a cult classic, right? I mean, it's a cult classic, but Brandon Lee gave his life for that movie.
Yeah.
And there are some things that I have, this is what I said prior, there are some things that should just be left untouched. Let that be his legacy. It was the last thing, you know what I mean? At the time, everybody said Brandon Lee was going to be this up-and-coming actor, you know what I mean? Like, right. Going to be, go on to be the next Johnny Depp, you know what I mean? Johnny Depp, yeah. Brad Pitt, you know. And then he passed. But when I saw the trailer for this new one, dude, my mouth dropped. And I'm excited to see it. I want to see what they've, what it looks a lot darker. And the first one was dark, but this one looks a lot darker. So check out, definitely check out the trailer if you haven't seen it. It's it looks pretty good. So, but yeah, that's why I was asking about remakes. I was getting to that. But.
Remakes are they're a touchy subject.
What do you think has been a bad remake?
There's been so many.
What are some of your top worst remakes? I'll tell you mine right off the bat that I can tell you. I don't know if so much of a remake or trying to revamp or whatever they did, but when they brought that all-female Ghostbusters movie, God, that was fucking horrible.
I think I'd have to agree on that one, too.
That was bad. Did you know that? Are you a Boondock Saints fan?
I am.
So did you hear they're making a new Boondock Saints? New one coming out?
I did not.
Yep. Norman Reedus. They're all back. Same. But it's going to be about them training new vigilantes to take over. So I'm assuming this is going to be their last one. They probably go out, ride or die. I'm
trying to think. I can't even remember the name of it. I seen it in the movie theaters and it was just absolutely horrible. It was a remake of a horror movie. I think it was probably like 2 years ago. One that I did like, though, was The Evil Dead. Probably did all right on that one. I can't remember the name of this fucking movie. It was one that you have hated.
Like I said, Ghostbusters is up there. The Psycho remake back in late 90s. It was decent, but it wasn't. I feel like it was just one of those you should have just left alone. You know what I mean?
Right.
What's another one? The same time frame when they remade Godzilla, that late 90s. That was horrible. A horrible movie. Oh, you know what one stands out? And although I absolutely love his most every movie of his, Halloween. Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Oh, yeah, dude. It
was fucking horrible. Like, I feel like he just destroyed that. And he makes such other good movies. Like
his Monsters movie, though.
I liked it. I liked that.
It was awesome.
I liked it. My wife. We watched that one leveled up. That was a good one.
I feel like a lot of people took it the wrong way though, because it's supposed to be a comedy, and I feel like a lot of people were like, it wasn't scary.
Yeah. It never was. People that thought that never understood the original movie or the TV series. You know what I mean? Nobody ever, they didn't understand that. So
a lot of people seen, Rob Zombie's directing it, so it's going to be a scary movie, but it's not.
I thought it was great.
I think he nailed it.
Yeah. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is another one. The new one that they had done back in early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
That one was horrible. That was when Jessica Biel was real big into movies and stuff. She was in it. The only reason I watched it was because of her, because she was hot back then. You know what I mean? I mean, that's Justin Timberlake's wife. But another, just another one that just wasn't good. But what about documentaries on cannabis and stuff? You had mentioned, what was that one you mentioned earlier? I don't know if it was a documentary per se, but you had mentioned something else.
Oh, shit, dude.
I thought of documentaries. Have you heard
Reefer Madness?
Reefer Madness. So you've seen Grass or The Culture High? Those dive into the history and politics surrounding cannabis.
I want to say I have.
Definitely must watches for anybody that's looking to, understand the broader context of the plant and its significance. So if you're learning about cannabis, there's definitely a lot of documentaries to watch. Speaking of cannabis in film and movies, whatever. It's funny. We have a guest request, and I'm hoping we can get her on here. I'm not going to say the name. I don't want to say the name right now and everything, but she's a professional chef, and she actually has been on Netflix.
Yeah.
On the show Cooking with Cannabis, if anybody's watched it. So we might have a guest on the show coming up that was part of that, and it's actually cook for some pretty famous people.
Yeah, I'm kind of hyped for that one. I'm not even gonna lie, dude. Her stuff looks awesome too.
But back on track, you know, I think the possibilities for filmmakers are kind of endless when it comes to exploring the topic. They can do like an FBI thriller around like dispensary finances, right? Like something happened, you know, with the FBI. Yeah. They, or just a comedy about a group of friends celebrating their first legal 420 in their state. You know what I mean? Like,
there you go.
Last year we didn't get it. You know, we had full legal. This is the first 420 we're having legal this year. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Fuck, I mean, medically legal it's been. But last year, it didn't take effect till June 1st, so this is the first 420 in Maryland that...
Are you going to the 420 festival?
Is that in D.C.?
Yeah.
No. You won't catch me in D.C. I'm not right now. D.C.'s Gotham.
I gotcha. I gotcha.
Dude, you can't even get around a metro station down there without getting robbed or... something.
I'm going to go down for one day. I'm just going down to see Wu-Tang, though. That's the only reason
I'd love to. I really would. But
only reason I even want to go is I just want to go listen to Wu-Tang.
No, there's a...
Wu-Tang and Redman.
It's funny. And you're at a Warehouse Cinemas?
Yes.
So there's a Warehouse Cinemas. They're having a 420 event at their theater with certain elevated beverages and all kinds of stuff. And they're playing Dazed and Confused. And... hold on. What's the other one? Let me look it up real quick. Dazed and Confused, and I think it's How High is what I think it is. Hmm. But either way, it's I think it's $10 for both movies. If you want to go for a double, you know, you could keep through both, but that's the only place I go to movies. So I don't know. I might check that out. I don't know.
That actually sounds pretty cool. Not going to lie.
I don't know if you can smoke while you're in there. I don't know. It'd be cool if you could bring your own light up, roll up, watch the movies. Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going to be buying their food and drinks. You know what I mean? That's some revenue.
Need those reclining chairs in there.
Heated. And they're heated.
Yep.
Dude, they will go to sleep. You imagine you're in there smoking some indica. You're watching the movie. You got the drink in you. You got some food in you. Then next thing you know, you're in that heated recliner.
It's my normal night, bro. It's my normal night. I want to get a heated gaming chair.
That put me asleep. I wouldn't be able to do that. But it's, we always say it, it's amazing how cannabis has kind of woven its fabric into our culture, isn't it? I mean, from Cheech and Chong to Seth Rogen, from counterculture movements, mainstream acceptance, it's been quite the journey. And like I said, we're going to keep an eye out for future hits.
Oh, yeah.
You know? In the meantime, I'm sure our levelers out there have their own personal favorites when it comes to films depicting cannabis culture or whatever. So, levelers, what's your must-watch stoner cinema picks or impressions on how films have portrayed weed over the years? Hit us up at HLC Podcast 420. Let us know your favorites. I think, like I said, the future's dope for some new stoner flicks. Mind-blowing, smoky visuals on the screen. Maybe we'll even get some video game movies that lean into the cannabis side of the gaming culture, too.
Oh, 420 on COD. They're releasing Cheech and Chong skins.
Oh, yeah.
Remastered.
I've bought the 420 skins every year, so I have all of them.
I will be getting Cheech and Chong this year.
Last year was... there wasn't anybody in particular. They're just not, you know, I don't know if you've noticed over the last probably 4 months, COD has really started getting into the skin game with more elaborate skins and things like that.
Yeah, they have some wild ass skins on there right now.
Yeah, did you see that King Kong shit?
Yep.
That's pretty sick. I have Black Noir. That's my go-to. Okay. I use him from the boys. You know what I mean? That's my, plus he's all black. It makes it a little bit harder to see if I'm running, but, what I was getting at was the last year, since you didn't play last year, you're just getting back into it. Last year's was like do you remember the Batman movie with Michael Keaton and they had Arnold Schwarzenegger playing Mr. Freeze is that his name, Mr. Freeze? Yep. You know, that thing goes around his head, like around his, like a glass. This thing looks like that. It looked like a glass, it looked like a bong bowl.
Okay.
And like inside was just a skull. But around it had pot leaves and everything, all around it, and your gun had the gun charm. It was a big green bowl with, and it had a bunch of stickers and all kinds of stuff. But your finishing move is a bong rip, and you basically took a bong out, you took a big hit, blew it in the guy's face, and then smashed the bong over his head.
That's pretty fucking dope.
So I'm excited to see what they have. You know, I'm sure they're going to have some type of finishing move with a Cheech and Chong, because I guarantee that's going to be a 2400 cob. I guarantee it's a 2400 cob point.
Oh, for sure.
Skin pack. I mean, anytime I've seen these celebrity skins, let's say that. And I don't want to say celebrity, but like the boys' skins, you know, the stuff they've been putting in lately, they're all 2400, I think, is what they've
been. Yeah, I mean, it's the same way in like Fortnite, too. Anytime they release kind of like special.
You know what's more expensive is Overwatch skins.
Oh, yeah.
God damn. I was looking on there and I was like, let me look at a skin. Maybe I'll, and I'm looking at the price. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? $25 for one? Like one skin? I'm like, holy shit.
Nah, that's not all of them. Skins.
Not all of them, but I've just been using my whatever Overwatch points or whatever that I gained to put new skins on or whatever.
Yeah, I think I got like, I only got like 4,000 points on COD right now.
I don't have many COD points. I just bought one of the recent things not too long ago. It's been about 3 weeks. It was one of the skins.
I haven't bought shit on there because I've been so afraid to get banned again. I don't want to spend a bunch of money and then not be able to use anything. Yeah. Doing all right, though. Doing all right so far.
You got anything else for Stoner Flicks? High cinematics? Anything we want to touch on?
I don't think we ever mentioned Harold and Kumar, but that's another good
series. Oh, my God. Go to White Castle.
Yeah.
Dude, you could just talk about it. You could just list movies if you wanted to just start listing.
That's another one of my top Stoner Flicks, too. Any of the Harold and Kumars, even their
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Great movie.
Another one.
Easy Rider.
Easy Rider.
Oh, what's another one? Smiley Face.
I don't think I know that
one. Most people would probably never even heard of it. It's like a B movie flick.
Yeah, I definitely haven't heard of it.
Check it out. It's hilarious. It's a pretty cool one. And Kid Cannabis. Pretty much about drug smuggling across borders.
Before legalization was. The company A24 has put out a few cannabis related movies too. They do a lot of different movies. I think they have one called Good Times and High Life.
Good Times, yeah. There's a
White Castle. There's so many of them. Eldrin Kumar go to White Castle. Have you ever ate White Castle?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You like it?
No, but I'll eat it.
Yeah.
I eat it just for the experience, man. They're not.
That's all it is. That's really the only reason to get it, right? Yeah. I mean, is.
Like when you're driving down the highway and you see that White Castle sign on the side of the road, you're like, you know what? Fuck it.
I just go get some minis with the toasted onions melted, or the onions pushed in.
A buddy of mine that used to be one of my roommates back in the day, man, we used to do it like once a month. We used to drive up to PA and hit the White Castle. Right between PA and Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
There's a White Castle right there. We used to drive there like once a month just to hit it. just for fun, dude.
Yeah.
I'm smash some burgers and drive back.
Not a huge fan, but I'll eat it. It's one of those you just got to stop. It's an age thing, man. If you're around our age, you just got to stop and get some White Castle, you know. Especially when you're
right.
Like, there ain't none around me here, you know what I mean? So anytime I'm around one, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, so I think the closest one is like, it's like a 2-hour drive, I think, or 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more than that.
Levelers, I think that's a good spot to burn this episode out on. Again, let us know your favorite stoner flicks. I'm sure there's plenty we didn't touch on. I mean, we literally just kind of scratched the surface of different flicks. But either way, stay blazed on that cinematic weed culture discussion. And most importantly, stay leveled up. We are out. Thank you again for listening to High Level Chronicles. Please help us grow by leaving us a review wherever you listen to us at, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, Alexa. Your reviews will help our show grow and help us reach a broader audience. Also, We are always looking for new show sponsors, so please reach out if you're interested. You can hit us on our social media or email us info@highlevelchronicles.com. Thanks again for listening.